You're with Morning Ireland. It's a quarter past seven. Talks taking place this morning in Luxembourg will, it's hoped, clear the way for negotiations on an EU-US trade deal to commence. EU trade ministers, led by Irish Minister Richard Bruton, are seeking to reach agreement today so that the Commission will have a mandate to engage with their US counterparts. It's a tough ask. Our correspondent Paul Cunningham is on the line now. Paul, what is this EU-US trade deal about?
Basically, it's about increasing trade. This is already the world's biggest trading relationship, and the hope is that if you can, say, reduce taxes on imports or also streamline the way it's required to bring products onto the market. In other words, you've got divergent regulatory systems at the moment in the EU and the US. If you streamline that, it makes it easier to bring products to the market, which boosts trade. So it's all about jobs and trade.
Who stands to gain most?
Europe apparently stands to gain most. According to estimates from the European Commission, this deal, if it happens, would be worth 119 billion euro. In Ireland, it's been said that this could mean 800 million to the Irish economy and create more than 4,000 jobs. So that's what we're being told. But they first have to get agreement to sit down and talk. And that's what today's all about.
How big of a hurdle is today? As you say, it's talking about talking. But how significant and how difficult will it be?
It would appear to be rather difficult. I mean, once you actually get down to the table, there's huge issues around, say, for example, agriculture. But just getting to the table, the main hurdle at the moment is France. And France is particularly concerned about its film and media sector. It gives major incentives to its industry, and it doesn't want those challenged. It says the power of Hollywood is so high that if you change that type of relationship, which the government has with the industry, famous Oscar-winning films like The Artist will simply not happen. And the French cultural minister said that this cultural exception, as it's described, would be defended till the end. So it's quite a big hump to get over.
The French may provide a stumbling block, but there's a significant lobby in Europe, is there not, Paul, with regard to agriculture and food in particular. We've seen much discussion about Canada and their supply of beef into Europe and the concern from the European end what it will do to the industry here. How significant are concerns over food production and importations in particular?
I think food production is going to be the big issue once you get down to the talks. However, it would appear just at this moment that 26 trade ministers are in favour of the talks taking place. It is the French issue which could block that, because unanimity is required. And if France says no, then everything fails. It is possible that the ministers, if they get into difficulty, could say EU leaders need to sort of finish the job at their summit later on in June. But at the moment, that's unclear. Once they do sit down, as you say, it's going to be a big issue. Agriculture, Ireland, which exports 90% of its beef, worth around 5 billion euro, will be keenly aware as to what tariffs and what difficulties could get in the way and damage Irish business. As you say, there are parallel discussions happening with EU and Canada, and there's a concern that what's agreed between EU and Canada could apply to the United States and Ireland, and the Irish farming lobby is very concerned about that. But at the moment, it's really centred on France. Can you actually get to the table? And as The Economist said yesterday, the EU never misses an opportunity to miss an opportunity, and it's possible that this could all go down.
Our own Minister Richard Bruton is leading these talks. How significant is it for him that this should happen today?
Yeah, this is a big thing. Out of all, Ireland currently holds the presidency of the EU Council. It comes to an end in June. For the past 6 months, this has been Richard Bruton's priority, to ensure that the EU and the US sit down and have discussions. And so today is a major day, and we should find out, I'd say, by mid-afternoon as to whether or not it's going to be a big success or a big disappointment.
OK, Paul Cunningham, thank you for that. And we'll be speaking to Minister Richard Bruton later in the programme.